Hey, everybody, this is Ben Mitchell, and I'm going to be your host today. As always, I'm super excited to be here. And today we're going to be talking about why exactly are central banks purchasing gold?
Hey, guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and president of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy to have you here. This is The Word on Investing.
Between 2022 and 2023, central banks around the world accumulated over 1,000 metric tons of official gold reserves, according to the World Gold Council. Now, the question is, why on earth would they be doing that, especially considering the fact that we know central banks love the fiat money systems that we have been on since the beginning of the 1970s. We're on this relatively young experiment of a global fiat money system since around 1971, when the Nixon administration officially closed the gold window. From that point forward, there hasn't been a single major economy tied to gold in any way whatsoever. In fact, there's not even an emerging market tied to gold in any way whatsoever. Actually, what happened was the rest of the world tied themselves to the U.S. dollar in some form or fashion and relied on the Federal Reserve to maintain price stability. Well, that's a whole nother topic for another day, but the point being is we are on this fiat money system and have been for a little over five decades now. So again, why are central banks accumulating gold? Well, of course, there's a number of official reasons why they would be doing that. Of course, that they talk about diversifying their balance sheets, diversifying in general. There are all sorts of reasons that economists will give for why central banks will be doing this. But today, I'd like to give you a little bit of my personal opinion as to why central banks may be accumulating gold at such a rapid rate. I believe that the reason central banks are accumulating this tangible asset that they know holds universal appeal, universal value, something that people will rely on even when the fiat money that they are such proponents of start to fail and the trust in those things start to wane. They know that gold holds all of these values and they are accumulating it for the very reason that they can have, let's just say, a louder voice at the table when all of the great powers that be need to get together and reset the global monetary system. By the way, that may sound somewhat conspiratory or somewhat dramatic, but it's actually happened a number of times even since 1944 Bretton Woods Conference. It happened in the 60s. It happened again at the late 70s. It happened again in the 80s and in the late 90s. So it's not all that odd for the powers that be, again, to gather around and discuss what needs to be adjusted in order to retain the sufficiency of the international monetary scheme. So think about this for a second. If we find ourselves in a situation where all of a sudden, all the countries around the world, one after the other, start de-dollarizing. This is a topic we've talked about many times in the past. And the faith in the U.S. dollar starts to wane to the degree that nobody except for U.S. citizens wants to use them. Then all of a sudden, there needs to be a reset of the international monetary system because the U.S. dollar isn't going to be cutting it anymore. So when that day happens, I believe that when all of those powers gather together and start discussing, okay, how are we going to shift things around? How are we going to reset it? I think whomever has the most physical gold in their official reserves at that moment will carry the most power, will have the loudest voice at the table, will be able to say, let us lead this thing rather than the United States or whomever else. It's not a coincidence that countries like Russia, China, India, some of the other BRICS nations are the ones that are accumulating the most official gold reserves and have been for decades. Yes, the Federal Reserve of the United States has been doing the same thing too, but at a lesser rate. And so this is something to consider for a couple of reasons. Number one, what does this look like for my U.S. dollar in the future? And by the way, I'm not an alarmist. I'm not talking about some sort of monetary collapse in the near future. This may very well be something that takes place in the second or third generation from you. But again, how does this affect my money? How does this affect the money that I am working hard for to set aside as an inheritance for the next generation? And then the next thing to consider is how could I as an individual emulate what those central banks are doing so that I can basically accomplish the same thing they want to accomplish? Well, for the first question, what does this mean for my money? It means that there is writing on the wall right now that should get you kind of this sense of urgency to go thinking about alternatives to the dollar, something that can be a form of financial insurance, if you will. Obviously, gold and silver can both act as that financial insurance, especially gold. It has the proven track record of all of human history to back that up. But secondly, how can you emulate what the central banks are doing? I believe by accumulating gold ourselves as individuals, since we don't have the power to go reform the monetary systems of the United States, we can protect ourselves and our family by copying exactly what these central banks are doing. That is, we are buying something that's tangible, that has intrinsic value, that holds all of the natural properties of money to back us up, protect us when the day comes where this monetary shift takes place. Again, it's not all that uncommon. It's happened a number of times in modern history, several times in the 20th century alone. So be thinking about that. We need to be thinking about it and be thinking long-term about how we can protect our family, including our kids and grandkids, and the generations of our own that we may never even get to meet ourselves. So to circle back to today's topic, I believe that the reason why central banks are purchasing so much gold, especially in the last few years, is because they are giving themselves some intrinsic leverage for when the time comes to reset the international monetary system. But secondly, in conjunction with that opinion, I believe that we as individuals can also be setting the stage for protecting ourselves, for protecting our money when that time comes as well. We can be doing that. We can be accumulating physical precious metals to protect us as a form of financial insurance for generations to come. That's it for today, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. If you'd like to know more, specifically how to set a solid foundation for your precious metals investing, check out tradeway.com/barter. That's tradeway.com/barter. We'll see you next time.